NPR has obtained a copy of the communique on global warming that will be signed by world leaders attending the G8 summit in Gleneagles, Scotland. The topic had been one of those being pushed hard by British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Earlier today, it seemed that his hasty return to London in the wake of today's bombings might scuttle any statement. But NPR environment reporter Elizabeth Shogren is here with a copy of the document. And Elizabeth, can you tell us some of the main points in this communique?
Well, it says that climate change is a serious and long-term challenge, and that it has the potential to affect every part of the globe. It also says that these leaders will act with urgency and resolve to reduce greenhouse gases.
Well, none of that sounds terribly controversial. Is it at all significant?
Well, it's interesting because even though it's not, it doesn't appear controversial, and maybe most of the leaders have already said these things, that it's different to actually put them down in paper. And there have been weeks of intense negotiations, mainly between the U.S. and the British side on this document. That's mostly because the U.S. side is quite far apart from the rest of the world on these issues of climate change. One of the things U.S. officials seemed reluctant to do was to concede that human activities were in large part the cause of the global warming that's happening now. And this document that we obtained today also says that burning fossil fuels and other human activities are in large part the cause of the greenhouse gas increases that are causing the Earth to warm. And so compared to what we'd seen that the Bush administration was willing to say on climate change, that is a movement. It's not that the president has never said that before. He did quote the National Academy of Sciences report that did say that human activities were in large part due to that. But that was years ago, and since then he seemed reluctant to say that again.
Well, Prime Minister Blair had high hopes for progress on global warming during his term as the G8 leader. Do we know what he thinks of this statement that's come out?
Well, he told reporters afterwards that the communique had fallen short of his aspirations. He wanted there to be more in this communique about just how urgent the science is on global warming and what that means the world should do about it. But he did say that there was an accomplishment, and that was bringing President Bush back to the table on global warming. If you might remember, President Bush, at the beginning of his first term, rejected the Kyoto Protocol on global warming. The rest of the G8 leaders signed that, but Bush didn't. And since then, he's been reluctant to engage on this issue on high-level negotiations. He's basically said, I have my way, and you have your way. And so Tony Blair was quite glad that he again had a chance to face-to-face talk about the issue with President Bush, because he thinks it's an issue of major importance that the world leaders need to engage on.
Well, when President Bush says we have our way, you have your way, actually, what is the U.S. approach to dealing with global warming as compared to the other members of the G8?
Well, President Bush has said that what the U.S. needs to do is reduce the growth of greenhouse gas emissions. The other nations are reducing emissions, so that's a big difference. The U.S. side is allowing emissions to continue to grow, but they're just trying to reduce them as a percentage of the gross domestic product. So that's a very different goal. And also, the Bush administration has only urged various industries to cut their emissions. They've only called for voluntary activities, while the world is quickly putting in place mandatory policies that require reductions. And so that's, again, a very different approach. And the world is also starting to develop some mandatory systems that put a cap on global warming and then allow the various emitters of the global warming gases to trade amongst themselves to try to reduce the emissions in the most cost-effective way.
Well, Elizabeth, briefly, after issuing the communique, what will happen next?
Well, there also will be a plan of action that we haven't seen yet. We haven't seen a final version of that. And that will say some specific things that the leaders will do. And then after that, there will be an ongoing dialogue on this topic. That's what they've committed to do in the next years.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
It's NPR environment reporter Elizabeth Shogren.